Next is other business. It was, gentlemen, is discussion again on the meeting times.
Well, if you're up.
I know that we had discussed it somewhat, and we will bring it back up tonight.
Yeah, if you do, just give me it for the record that I did present it to you, and whatever way you decide, whatever your vote may, I appreciate a vote on it.
And you said if it did go, it would take, what, 3 or 4 months before it would go into, into effect?
It'll be at least that.
If you voted.
For advertisement, you know, we're advertising right now out.
It'd be June or July before we even start.
Nothing's changed for you, has it?
Huh?
Nothing's changed for you.
Well.
Still tough to get here any earlier.
Well, I mean.
In the summer, or anytime again.
Actually, 6 o'clock, is that what the proposal is?
I think that's the commission's meeting at 6. I think county council's changed their hours, and they just asked me, does the board want to change their hours? We can, you know, if it'd be earlier or later, what do you want to do? Maybe you want to make it 10 o'clock.
As far as I'm concerned, Jeff, if it doesn't suit, I understand that, and I don't have any problem. Or maybe if when we do have a full caseload, we would want to consider, you know, making it earlier.
But we got to watch how we advertise it now.
I understand.
That's right. We need that advertising time to do that.
6 would be tough for me.
I understand that. I mean, I have to.
I could try something between 6 and 7, but it 6 would be awful.
Close.
Tough, yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
But I don't know. But I will do my best. If the board decides to make it 6, I will do my best to be here on time. But,
Brent, how about we do the same thing? Yours is summertime.
Same way to me, too. But, I mean, I'll do my best. But, like, tonight, I quit at 4. By the time I got done doing all, everything I did, I got back home. It was about 4:20.
See, I always thought you farm guys, you know, I always thought you started early, but that should mean that you could end early.
We start early, but we run late.
I hear you.
Does that in any way correspond to the daylight savings time? I mean, for example, when the time changes, like you can make it at 6, for example, when during the winter, but 7 maybe would be more appropriate when it's light later. Does that work, or is it not so clean?
Well, right now they're having an issue in making it before 7.
Well, what I was thinking, and maybe this completely off the wall, but in 2 weeks the time changes again, and it's going to be lighter, and then I guess you guys are out longer, so I understand that 7 is almost absolute then. But then when it changes again next fall, and we cut back an hour, and it's darker earlier, does that allow you to get here at 6?
You worked at 5, right?
Most of the time, it just depends.
I just didn't know if late and dark had anything to do with it or not.
Being salary, you know how that is, but
yeah, you work more.
I guess the other thing I think about also, not necessarily from just my standpoint, is what about the public? If the public works till 5, depending on where they work in the county and whether they can be here by 6, and
well, I can answer that. The consensus with the public was tested with the commission, and they were happier with that because they weren't held around here late at night. Of course, they were running like 11, 12 at night sometimes. And
well, no, I mean the people who bring for the cases. I mean, you know, yeah, they don't get off the 5 o'clock. I mean, the way the company is now, they might not be able to take off today.
And I guess I'm not sure about the are the applicants the same across the board compared to planning and zoning for Board of Adjustments,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, they're pretty well. No, I wouldn't say so. They're more varied. More variable.
You've got
there.
More developers for them and
right.
Ordinary people for us. The I tell you, a time that when we anticipate having hearings are going to go in towards midnight, then it might be advantageous to start at 6 in order to get out an hour earlier.
The problem.
Well, let me interject something in here. The way the zoning part of it, you know, I'm pulling the zoning, and I've already discussed that, the zoning portion of the county and building code together, job that we're doing right now. It's going to change a little bit because there are some laws that they're trying to put into effect that where you probably will get more work. Take some of the work away from the commission, okay, and give it to you, okay, whatever it is. They're thinking about doing that.
But they're thinking of a raise at the same time.
But they're thinking about doing that, so get prepared for that. That, well, I'm just saying it's just scuttlebutt going around.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that we may get busier because we are firing up, as you can tell. We can fire up and start getting these people mm-hmm. to comply.
Last time we got 3 extra cases. We haven't seen a raise since then. Like an increase in expenses, I guess I should say.
You know what they're going to say. You're the highest paid in the state of Delaware.
And there's a reason for that. We're damn good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's why.
There you go.
So,
like, Rick,
there are more cases.
Like 7 months at 7 o'clock, 5 months. I mean, like, Rick had a good point. So, like, in the wintertime, you could go at 6.
Well, like Rick said, we could do it. We could split it to 6:30. That would give Jeff a little bit better of a chance if it did at 6:30. I mean,
well, that's true.
Then,
Or maybe you can just let it where it is now if you want, and then if you see the caseloads are getting heavier and heavier as we go, then maybe we should do something about it, you know.
I don't have a problem with trying it if the board decides to try it.
Well, how many's got to be here, Rick? It's got to be 4?
3.
3.
3, yeah.
So if Jeff and I wasn't here, I mean, they get here late, you guys still be all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you came in the middle of case number 2 or something, you'd probably just have to wait and case number 3.
Jump in on the next one.
Okay.
As long as you got here.
Yeah.
Slacker.
if you didn't get to say the 28% or 6:30, say we changed to 6, and just by chance some meeting that you got tied up, and it was 6:30 when you got here, like Rick just said, we might be in case number 3 or 4, you just pick up on the beginning of the next one.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen all the time, do you? I mean,
it's 45 minutes time I get done checking 60,000 chickens.
Come on, sure.
I mean, there's no problem. Just walking in and checking the computer, coming back out again, and then time I get back home.
Oh, they'll be all right. Just leave and go.
Oh, yeah.
Until summer gets here.
Yeah. Rick, can I get a job with you when they drop me?
No, but I mean, whatever. You know, make it as easy.
But I mean, if the board wants to do that, I mean, like Jeff said, I mean, I'm willing to try it. I mean, but
I think we're about saying that everybody's trying to come together to the planning zone. Some of these other cases we're going to get, these people might have to come. It's trying to get it in for everybody, but we don't make a hardship on nobody, you know, either.
No.
When you don't, it doesn't, but it bothers me a bit. But like, it work with you anyway, too.
It's not like our cases are really, they fell off instead of increasing. I mean,
yes, they fell off.
They fell off for the last 3 or 4 months, 5 months.
Right, and you're going to probably get more input though.
We will get more
as we go further and further.
Further on.
I don't foresee any. I really don't foresee any increase in anything else. Really, to tell you the truth, the only thing we will be doing is bringing a lot of these people into compliance.
Which is good.
Yeah,
because you had your standard load in that extra, but now you're going to at least one fell off, but the other's going to pick up. So you're going to try to maintain the same balance that you've got, or load that you've got. I guess what you're saying, it's nothing more newer. Sometimes the compliance cases are even harder, though. You get them back and forth.
I don't, what we have built in is anything that goes beyond the 8. The number magic 8, we're going to hold another meeting anyway, so we're never going to reach that point where we have saturated, we can't.
So, just save a chance for you.
I thought we heard 15 cases.
That's what I thought, number 15 too.
What, 8?
We hear 15 cases.
He means 8 weeks.
8 weeks out.
Gotcha.
Eight weeks out, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
8 weeks out.
And then that standing thing is going to see. All right, so they voted tonight to go to 6, but.
You explained the 8, didn't I? I didn't explain to you. Yeah.
If they vote, if they decide the board did to go to 6 o'clock, that would take, say, 3 or 4 months, you said before. Now, when would you have to start? Would you start writing cases up to start at 6? How long would that be? Like another month or so? like the gentleman gave it a test run. You know, I mean, you wouldn't have to, say they just tried it for a couple of weeks and see how it made out. Then
well, it has to be after the our latest advertising. How far out are we, Kelly?
End of March.
Okay, we're taking applications for the end of March.
We're taking applications for April.
Ooh, yeah, we don't get 8 weeks out of it, huh? That was your work. Well, now you're taking for the end of April?
Beginning.
Okay, so you're okay.
So
it'll be an 8 week span May. Anyway. Then you won't be. So.
May or June.
I mean, trying to give them a test run, see how it would be.
So May would be the first month that we would probably go to paint the tar.
It'd be May?
May.
So February, March, April, May, you get about 4 months.
That's good, because then you can change the secretary and I can go.
Wrong. Pope. We're not going to change the attorney. We're not going to change
time for
the secretary.
Rick and I to start making our golf dates.
No, we could do that.
So anyway, what are you saying, Kelly? We could probably, or advertisement, we could start in, if whatever they decide here tonight, if they decide anything, start in May, and we'd have enough time for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is for our gentleman.
Give it up to
for Brent and
Jeff.
I think I'm like Rick. I think it'd be better for us for doing time change in the wintertime. We can go at 6:00. And then summertime, it works for us in summertime, definitely.
Okay, so you're saying leave it alone until we get...
That's what I think, but...
Until next winter.
Huh?
Until next winter.
To the time change, I mean, like...
Like next October,
yeah.
November, whenever
it changes. And that comes in, we can, you know, start at 6:00.
Okay, I'm fine.
And then if it does, and it's working out fine, you know, and we're fine with that, just keep right on going with it then.
Okay. That's fine.
What do you think, Jeff?
Like I say, I'm... Whatever the board decides, I'll try to do my best to.
I mean, it's easier for you guys because you're. I mean, John, you're sitting here just waiting for a couple of hours, aren't you?
It's not a problem.
Huh?
It's not a problem.
I mean, Rick. I mean, you're waiting around here, and
I just stay in town in my office. But I'm again, it's not. Don't leave it up to me because I got other things to do. So
I got plenty of catch up I can do, and that's not a problem.
Hey, yeah, because
I had actually asked Jeff about this a couple years ago, just. You know, on my own, just asked him about moving it up, and he said, you know, the summer times are busy and it's hard to get there early, so I just let it go.
Yeah,
it's not a big problem for Rick. You can find him at the starting gate. No, I have a Looking problem with that. And, you know, I come in
and how do you find him there, bud?
And Ron, is it better for you, Ron?
You got me, John. What's that?
Ron, is it better for you earlier, too?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm flexible. I don't do nothing anyhow.
Well, sometimes I get busy times. Maybe I choose. I'm all up and down the state in the summertime. I'm up north a lot. You want to?
I could. So it'd be better for later for you then.
Yeah. Either way. Yeah. I mean, I'm like I said. I've been making it to work. Like yeah. 6 weeks, 7 weeks. I'm in Moncton pulling relief up to the. You know,
the hard burden.
But
the burden is really on Kelly because she has a child.
Yeah.
We don't.
I get off at 3:00.
Not that I know of.
She'd
say 3:00.
Then the county doesn't have to pay me overtime.
Yeah, you like the overtime, don't you?
It's okay.
I think it would be advantageous, you know, when we know that a lot of opposition, it's going to be a late night. But you probably typically don't know that until.
You don't know that.
Then you get into it.
It's not like the old days when you saw them and you knew they were going to be.
When you saw an asphalt plant.
Yeah.
Right. Rendering plant.
Rendering plants.
But it's working out. And then it's all according to what lawyers you have on there, too, John. You know what I mean?
I've always figured an extra half an hour per turn.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Some of them go a little further than that.
Unless it's John.
Was. They were both there, both pretty quick.
Then you figure it out.
They're learning. I'm working.
I guess the other option would be to move it up a half an hour going through the summer and then see how we make out with that. And then when the time does change in the fall, see if we want to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If, you know, I don't know.
You're saying start at 6:30?
Well, I'm just saying that would, you know.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
since it doesn't matter so much to, I don't, it doesn't matter to you?
No.
So since it doesn't matter to the rest of us, why don't you and Jeff, you and Frank get together, and if you want to move it up, that's fine. If you don't, it makes no difference.
I'm like Jeff, I mean, you want to try it? It started at 6:30.
6:30.
Okay. You want to try it and see how we make out? I mean, that's half an hour sooner.
The only problem is if you get started and you find all automatically it's not working, it's still a couple of months before you can
get it back.
Turn it back, you know what I mean?
Oh, so you got to go. Oh, okay, I see.
I mean, is there any downside to 6:30 as far as your scheduling process or public or anything
again,
else?
Whatever you decide, it'll stay.
I guess
it's not
I guess,
an issue I need to bring up at all.
I guess what I'm saying is the top of the hour versus the bottom of the hour, you know.
Well, when people apply, is there communication between the time they apply and the hearing to them? Or you tell them that day that it's going to be whatever time?
We tell them that day.
Okay.
When you fill it out.
Subject to change.
It's subject to change.
Though. So, yeah, I mean, we advertise it.
Yeah, we advertise it at 7 o'clock in the WWE.
Yeah, and that's 2 weeks before.
Yes.
So I don't see why we couldn't start do it, you know, start next month. Well, the second meeting.
Yeah, we would have to notify all these people one more time, though. We'll see, when we put it in there now, it's like...
I got you.
And, you know, I'm telling you, it's
so
really
in the reverse,
tracks,
it would work better. If we decided to do it at 6:30 starting in May, then if we decide to change it to 7, it's not a big problem.
Deal. I, you know, just what I've heard, a half an hour is not going to mean anything. I don't know. It's my opinion. I don't have a vote, but I'm just saying my opinion. I would go along at 7 o'clock because these guys are having their problems. I mean, a half an hour is not going to mean anything to you and I.
Yep.
I don't know mm-mm. how Rick is, but
cheap. We just blew a half,
half an hour.
Yeah, I get paid by the hour.
Doesn't That's matter. Right. I was going to say, geez.
Just keep on talking, bud.
It's a late night. It kills me getting up early next morning.
Yeah.
Pick it up. Try to get up.
I know you.
4:45 and go to Wimbledon. Get home 12:30. Man. But I'm whichever way.
Yeah, but you get off at noon.
Get off at 3:30 and then do it. Yeah, it's from the Port of Wilmington. It's 2 hours and 15 minute ride to Mountain. After you've been up since. And left home at 4:15 to get there. You have to be up there at 6. You have to get reloaded them boots up.
You got to be there.
How you got to be there?
Have to be there by 6:15.
I do?
Yeah, up to the port. So you got to leave home and figure what time you're going to get home. Don't get down to 3, then you got to drive all the way back home.
You still on your 18 cups of coffee a day?
22.
22.
I moved it up now. Them long rides takes 2 extras going. But I enjoy it.
I like to.
What do you fellas want to do?
Kind of the 6, like Rick said, you know, might wait to try it that way. I mean, a half an hour, I guess. Try it at 6 and win it on. And it works out fine.
Then
it works out fine.
What
do you think, Jeff? It works out fine. We just need a 6.
Yeah, just leave it and try it. Not
so just there. Plan on like trying to time it so that we start next November, which is, I guess, that's the time changes around
end of
Halloween every year, right?
Okay.
Maybe kick it up to 6 after when we hit November and see how it works.
Okay, can you guys take a vote on that so I can give that
and
to
if it works, we just leave it like that.
Leave it like that.
Yeah. So moved.
Okay.
6 have o'clock beginning November.
Take a motion so I can keep it.
Second by.
What do you think, Jeff? You all right with that or not?
Need a second to it.
I'm not going to second.
Second by Mr. Hudson that we'll change the time in November to 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion won't be carried.
Okay.
Then we'll just go and see what it does from there.
Yeah.
You know, and that gives it some time to save. Then we change it back.
Got plenty of time between now and then to determine if it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Speak up if it won't.
If it won't work, yeah, that way. There you go, too.
But Brent's assuming he's still going to be here in November. He's up for a reappointment.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be here or not.
Yeah.
Sam? Sam?
Sam.
I tell you what, talk to Bud, because they're tight.
Sam and Bud have gotten real tight.
Suggest to somebody to get these scrambled-ass chairs cleaned.
You aren't kidding, who's doing that?
Everybody's like, they're dirty-ass hands.
That's terrible.
Get a carpet cleaner in here.